God, it is so awesome to finally meet you. Yeah, on the drive here, I was thinking about it, and we've known each other for 7 years and never met. That's pretty fantastic. I mean, people say not to meet people that you... not to meet in person people that you meet on the internet, but I, yeah, kind of feel like we've been chatting and, like, in a friends group for 7 years, so I think that means that you're safe and you're not gonna murder me. Yeah. So, well, yeah, this is fantastic serendipity, right? I mean, I chose the time of the move so that I could stop at the con halfway there. I didn't know that, you know, you would be on the way as well, and would need a ride, so I'm just really glad it worked out, because, yeah, now I can get you there, and we can finally, like, meet in person and chat. And, oh, and you totally saved my ass with the hotel room thing, of course. So, thank you again. You know, I'm fine with the floor. I brought sleeping bags and blankets and pillows and things. So, I will be okay. Well, that's nice of you. Yeah, I mean... like I said, you're obviously not here to murder me, so, King Ben is probably plenty of space, so, I didn't want to ask and be forward, but I would greatly appreciate that, yes. There's only so much padding that, you know, a sleeping bag can give to a hotel room floor. Ugh. Okay, yeah, the sheets are probably not much cleaner. You know what? You know, people get up to in hotel room beds. All the things that might be a little messier than they'd get up to at home, you know? No, I don't know from experience. Jeez. Oh! I should warn you, though, this might be a deal-breaker. I have when, like, you know, staying overnight with friends before. Like, in high school and even in college, right, you know, sometimes, well, I'm thinking of a particular time with a female friend of mine where, she woke up in the middle of the night and I was curled around her, because I guess I'm a sleep peddler. So she told me about that the next morning, and, I figured I should probably warn you in case, you know, that would be a little too touchy-feely, a little too close. Yeah, she apparently just fell back asleep and was fine with it. I kind of always wonder, you know, like, hey, I would have been happy if she had woke me up and, you know, right? Do you need me to say it? Yeah, I really, I wanted to sleep with her for so long. Yeah, I think about some of the opportunities that I missed, you know, like fooling around with one of my female friends in a hotel room. Yeah. Too bad I was too nervous. It does seem like we're driving towards such an opportunity. We're going to a hotel room together, right? I mean, yes, there's an entire convention to explore kind of outside that, but at least in the evenings. So, you want to take the opportunity that presents us? Yeah, I know that was forward of me, but that's what I was saying, is I miss the times that, I wasn't quite forward enough, so. Look, this one's working out well for me so far. Yeah, I can be full. That's interesting. What are the things that I would like you to do to me tonight? Well, it'd be nice if we started with making out, and, you can run your fingers through my hair. I like that a lot. You can pull it a little. I like that a lot, too. And, well, if you want to touch my breasts, just remember that, that my nipples are much more sensitive than the rest of the breast, so you just focus all your attention there. It is definitely hard to drive while doing this. Okay. Definitely go down on me. I'd be happy to go down on you. And, I mean, missionary is a standard for a reason. Very nice. I also don't mind being on my hands and knees. I feel a little clumsy when I'm on top. I don't really know why, but, anyway. You're gonna make it hard for me to keep my eyes on the road if you do that. Oh, you know what? I have an idea. Alright, you see how right here, like, in the truck cap? Okay, so first off, this is not the size of moving van I needed. They were apparently out of the smaller ones, so they upgraded me to this, like, huge-ass thing. So most of the space back there isn't being used. But also it has this fancy, like, right, we're here in the bucket seats in the truck cab, and right behind us is a door into the storage area in the back. It's so weird. But, when I packed the van, I worried, what with so many days of driving, that I would need to stop and take a nap sometime, rather than pay for a hotel. So the very first thing behind that door in the moving van is my couch. Alright, well, I'll take the next exit then. I can't drive this truck one-handed. No, it's too big. You're just gonna have to wait. You're such a tease. Oh god, I'm supposed to be driving. Okay, stop for just a minute. I need to purge off the highway. Look, it's like a construction place. It has a really big lot. I'm just gonna pull over there. Okay. I believe we're doing this. Okay. Hey, let me get it in park. Yes. This is so much fun. Okay, hold on, let's get it back. You came prepared. I thought you said you hadn't expected this. Well, how do you feel about that possible con hookup being me? Good. Then hand that to me. And stay right here, actually. I'm gonna go get on this couch. And I'm gonna reach under my skirt here. Slip off my panties. Here, you take them. And then I'm gonna take this toy that you so nicely thought to bring. I'm gonna give you a little show. Hmm. Well, yeah, we decided I was gonna be forward, so I figured I could go straight to teasing you with watching me touch myself. Look, I'm gonna slip a hand under my shirt. In little circles around my nipple. Do you see it getting harder? It's because I'm thinking about how soon that's gonna be your mouth. Soon that's gonna be your tongue. And instead of my fingers pinching, soon that's gonna be your teeth. I haven't even put this inside of me yet. I'm still just rubbing my clit. Here, do you want to see how wet I'm getting? Look at that. Then yeah, let's put this inside of me. See how that feels. Oh, that's nice. You see my clit getting harder? I'm gonna rub it some while I fuck myself with this vibrator. This vibrator inside of me and the other hand rubbing my clit. My breasts and my nipples are so lonely. How about you come over here now? Said about my nipples in your mouth, right? That's right, good listener. Sucking on my nipples. I hope you're watching me rub my clit to see how I like it. Kind of a general gentle pressure. There's no friction between my finger and my clit. Oh, this is good. Thank you. Oh, yes, bite. Oh, your teeth. Little nips. That was unexpected. Very nice. You want to make me come? Here's what we'll do. You kneel down, and while this vibrator is in my pussy, But you don't lick my clit like I was rubbing it. Yeah. Yeah, I guessed you were not new to this teasing thing. You're very good at it. You like me telling you what to do, though? Okay. Oh, well then. How about you control the vibrator, too? And I'll put my hands up and pinch my nipples while you go down on me. Oh, so good. Oh, you're definitely gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gonna teach me not to say that, huh? Oh, slowing down immediately. Oh, but those nice long strokes of your tongue. Oh, they're very good. Oh. Oh God, oh, I hope you're not expecting me to wait any longer, because I'm definitely gonna come on you soon. Oh, with that vibrator throbbing against my G-spot, oh shit. And your tongue flicking across my clit now. I love how you stop every few seconds, though. Just slow down. Oh, it's gonna keep me getting closer and closer. Please. Please. God, yes. God, I'm gonna come on my couch in the back of a moving van halfway across the country. On the tongue of someone I've known since I was 16. Oh, this is so fucking hot. We're so naughty. There we go. Yes. Yeah, tilted that way. Oh, you're rubbing that vibrator nice against my G-spot. Yes. Your tongue feels so good. That's so intense. For just a sec. Just a sec. That's very intense. I don't know if I can take that. I need some other way to... here, yes. That will do the trick. Another focus for my attention. Nice cock in my mouth. Alright, so, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna take your cock deep into my mouth. You're gonna lick my clit. Thrust that vibrator into me. Until I come screaming around your cock, okay? Are you ready? Alright, let's do this. Mmm. Yet. I'm gonna actually be done. Can we do that for a little while longer? I know you're close and then you want to fuck me. Can we do that for a little while longer and see if it works again? Shocks, like fucking earthquake. Oh god, I'm so sensitive. Oh. You know what would feel great right now with how sensitive I feel? Oh, turn that off. And